So that last scene where you say that you get frustrated with the episode, the scene where Hannah passes out and then they're in the bedroom and talking and Hannah starts to open up and becomes a little bit vulnerable, but you don't think she went quite far enough. And I get that criticism. I also, at the same time, think it would have been a little weird if she did keep going further, because it would have been out of character in the sense that I feel like we're leading up to a certain, or not even leading up to a certain spot, but the characters are probably growing, but just like in real life, one single event isn't going to necessarily lead to some sort of big epiphany just because she's having this wonderful time. And she mentions this at some point in the episode, realizes she just wants to be happy, which she didn't think she wanted before, or something weird like that. I don't think it's this one event would lead to her totally being able to dismiss her, or being able to totally become vulnerable, dismiss that self-aware protectiveness that she has around her. And you mentioned that that's also a reason why you think she may be naked so much, or have be having sex all the time, is kind of she's using that as a protective shield. If she can put her body out there first and say, you know, this is me, and she's going to avoid all those criticisms of her body. And a lot of times, I think being more emotionally vulnerable is way more difficult than the physical vulnerability, right? I'm sure you could agree with that. So while it's easy for her to walk around naked, it's a lot more difficult for Hannah, and I'm sure Dunham too, because I feel like there's probably so much of Dunham in this character. I feel like it's harder for her to actually be emotionally vulnerable. So, I don't know, I didn't think that it was a fault that she didn't go as far as maybe you wanted to see. I think there's maybe a step in the right direction. What I did find interesting is that she's also, at the same time, while she's opening up, trying to get Joshua to open up too. But as soon as he kind of starts to, she dismisses him. And she dismisses him because she can't put herself in his position at all, right? She's only thinking about her. She can't understand why a doctor would be lonely, or what it's like to be a divorced guy, or I better call back.